Join all of us at Fan Run Radio, including myself, and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. FanDuel Sportsbook is going to give you an exclusive offer to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just to sign up and register early. No deposit required. FanDuel has odds on all the biggest sports and a simple app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel will get you your cash in as little as 24 hours because it's the right thing to do. Right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I've done it. It's easy. It's intuitive. It takes 2 minutes. Check out the app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code 3OUT so they know we sent you. And as soon as you verify your account and Sportsbook goes live, you'll get $50 in site credit. That's promo code 3OUT, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, for $50 in site credit when sports betting goes live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. 865-546-8200 if you want to get on the G3 Help Me hotlines with us. We go now to Jay. Jay, good morning, sir.
Well, Houston, when we go to Fayetteville at the end of the game, if they're calling the Hogs and we've lost yet again, and, I mean, let's say he does play JG the game or most of the game, would you say you would be out on him? I know you said you're not really out on him just yet, but how would that make you feel?
I'd have 1 foot out the door.
Yeah.
And probably a half a leg.
Do you think most of the fan base, because, you know, Twitter is a place of overreaction, and it's an overly negative place. I mean, Twitter is
wrath.
Twitter is predominantly negative, but just the majority of the fan base as a whole. I'm not talking about the Twitter of all Twitter, but the majority of the fan base as a whole. Where do you think they would be after that?
1 foot out.
Yeah.
Because if you start JG against Arkansas, that means you're probably planning to start him for the rest of the way. I mean, given the bye week, like this is an opportunity to get somebody else ready. So if you start him against Arkansas and you lose, what hope do fans have for the last four games of the regular season? And then what hope do you have heading into 2021? None. You're stuck. We're going to be the exact same team next year that we were this year and the year before. And I think people are ready for some change.
Do you think this is let's say like Coach K or Roy Williams, if he had a team full of JGs, equivalent JG basketball players, you know, they wouldn't even make the NCAA tournament. I mean, coaches have to have the right talent. And sometimes the right talent can mask bad coaching. Do you think this is an issue of Pruitt is just being stubborn and he's not really that bad of a coach? He's just sticking with a really bad quarterback, and it's causing everything else just to look like crap? Or do you think there's real coaching issues here?
I'm going to go option A. But I think that is a big coaching issue to stick with.
Yeah.
With that guy. Yeah. But I elsewhere, I don't think it's a global coaching issue regarding the head coach. But this is a very big one. I mean, it's the most important position on the field. It's the decision you can't get wrong.
I mean, as a coach, I view your overall job is how good of a job you do in putting your team in a position or a situation to win. And when you keep putting the same guy out there, knowing
expecting
it's not going to let you
expecting
win,
something different,
then that's bad coaching. Like there's no other way to look at that.
I agree. I guess I'm talking more player development, X's and O's, just, you know, being cut out to actually put our players in positions to make plays. But you're right, Davey. I mean, if he just keeps rolling this guy out there, your stubbornness is that's a form of bad coaching.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, when JG goes down that black hole of turnovers, like, I think it kills your team. I mean, you saw it against Georgia. Like, the defense hung on for two drives, forced field goals. You were still in the game. And then, you know, the fumble for a touchdown and the dam breaks against Kentucky.
They can't feel like they have a chance.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Against Kentucky, like, you know, the first fumble, okay, well, they got it back. There's two, you know, it's nothing. Both teams have had a turnover, and then you throw two pick sixes. At that point, like, if you're the defense or another player on offense, like, what do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, like, I don't view Mark Stoops as a great coach by any stretch of the imagination, but last year, whenever his quarterback went out, he's like, I got to figure out something to help my team win, so I'm going to take a wide receiver and play him at quarterback the entire season, and they had a pretty good year. Yeah. They almost beat us. I mean, that's not a situation you want to have to be in where you're having to have a wide receiver play quarterback, but, it's the hand you're dealt. You got to figure it out, and Pruitt hasn't figured it out.
Well, something that drives me crazy with Pruitt, and he's not the only coach that does this. I even want to say Fulmer used to do this, but when the game's out of hand either way and you put the backup in, why do coaches put them in just to hand the ball off? Bobby Bowden used to say, no matter who was playing, it's our job to score, it's their job to stop it. So if he brought the third string in there, they're still going to sling it around. They're still going to let him play. But, I mean, what is the point of bringing Brian Maurer or Harrison Bailey in just to hand the ball off? That's another thing I don't get about Pruitt. How are you developing these kids doing that?
I mean, there are certain things that they are still, you know, learning. So, I mean, again, like, I agree with you. If you're going to bring the backup in, like, let him play quarterback. But they are working on, you know, getting the call, getting the team set, maybe making a protection change or whatever. Like, they're still going through the pre-snap motion, so they're getting that experience. But, I mean, you don't recruit quarterbacks to hand the ball off. Like, they need to go in there and throw it around.
Well, guys, I'll say this going out of here. If we do get to that point where we have to make a change again, I hope we don't, because that's the last thing this program needs. But if we do, I think Joe Brady at the Panthers, who is actually doing really well at the Panthers, who was at LSU, obviously, with Joe Burrow, I think Joe Brady would be an interesting name.
If you could get him, that'd be a great hire.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty – I mean, he could be the next Lincoln Riley or something, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you could lure Joe Brady back from the NFL, sign me up on that one.
Yeah, I mean, he may want to stay in the NFL, but maybe you could lure him back to be a head coach. I mean,
you have to kick the tires no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got ties to the SEC. He's obviously won a national championship as a, you know, co-offensive coordinator. He's a quarterback guru. I would hope you would at least make the call.
Well, and I think he was co-offensive coordinator, but I think he was kind of the magic ingredient. I think it was more so him than maybe that other guy.
It was. I mean, Emsinger was there the year before, and they were okay. But then, you know, Brady comes in, and the offense quadrupled. They were just that much better. And Joe Burrow went from maybe going to get drafted late to the first overall pick.
Yeah, and he's doing a pretty good job with the Panthers, so that's interesting. I'll get out of here, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate the phone call. So much JG.
We can go back to talking about pets. People have been tweeting us pictures of their dogs.
That's always a fun Twitter thing when people start the dog.
Please continue to do this. I love being tagged in pictures of dogs.
Dogs are good. Like dogs. Big fan. You got a dog?
I don't at the moment. I have a lizard.
What kind of lizard?
It's a bearded dragon.
Oh.
Yep.
Are those the ones that spit blood from their eyes?
No, that's horny toads. Horned toads.
Mm. Bearded dragon.
Yeah. They're like, they get to be like 2 feet long.
Really?
Yeah. I just posted a picture of him.
Oh, let me Google bearded dragon real fast.
You have a bearded dragon. Cam has a ferret. Wonder what else.
What do you have? Exotic. Like sea monkeys?
I got a dog.
My girlfriend has a dog.
Aaron's dog.
My girlfriend is a corgi. He's kind of my dog.
Corgis.
Great dog.
That's all we had growing up. Big, big fan of corgis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My neighbor has one. They weren't that popular like 10 years ago. Now everybody has a corgi. Wes Rucker has a corgi. I was on the corgi bandwagon years ago, 20 years ago. Glad to see the dog getting the credit. I mean, they're great dogs.
Yeah.
They're like a big dog feel, but they're small.
But they're small and compact.
Yeah, they're not yippy. They're not, you know, little petite dogs. They're big dog feel with a little dog. They do shed like crazy, though. I'm with Davey. I don't like hair all over the floor in my toes.
Yeah.
Did you see where Wisconsin... their quarterback situation, they're basically on their fourth string quarterback.
I did, because did one of them get hurt before the season, and then the redshirt freshman or true freshman who lit it up in week one tested positive for COVID. Their third string now has tested positive for COVID, and they're out, according to the Big Ten, 21 days after they housed Illinois in week one. Was it 49-7?
Something like that.
What
a stupid problem for the Big Ten.
Danny Vandenboom is the new...
Vandenboom.
What a great name.
Vandenboom.
Vandenboom. They get Nebraska this week. That's tough. Like, that's the type of season we kind of assumed would happen for somebody, right? Like, a great starter at a key position is out for multiple games, and you're probably going to struggle. But according to ESPN's matchup predictor, Wisconsin's still a 91.5% favorite.
Jack Cohn was the starter from last year who got hurt in preseason camp.
And then who was it? Getz? Is that his name?
Graham Mertz.
Mertz. I knew there was a G and a Z in there somewhere. Vandenboom. And then who's the Who's the new quarterback in Dallas?
DiNucci.
Huh?
DiNucci.
Is it DiNucci? It was.
Are you talking about after Andy Dalton?
Yeah, it was like an Italian name. I'd never heard of the guy before.
Italian stallion.
Something like that. Yeah, no, that's tough for Wisconsin. But I said
Ben DiNucci.
DiNucci.
D-I, capital N-U-C-C-I.
Yeah, it was the U-C-C-I that made you know it's Italienti.
Seventh round pick from James Madison.
James Madison, okay. Whiskey Golfer tweets this in. Get ready for this stat, boys. Garantano is 8-19 as a starter in the SEC. No more excuses for Pruitt. Here are the teams in the SEC that Garantano has beaten as a starter. South Carolina.
That would have been 2019?
No, that was this year.
Oh, that's right. Did you beat him last year?
No, he didn't start.
That's right.
Missouri.
Okay, this year and last year.
Kentucky. Last year and the year before. Vandy. He has Mississippi State in here, but
I don't think he
Garantano did not start the Mississippi State game, so we might need to adjust these, adjust the stats, and then Auburn in the what the hell just happened game of Garantano's career.
So would that make him 7-19?
7-20, right? As a starter. 7-19, which is about the same as his completion percentage in big games. Sorry, was that too far? I apologize. We'll take a quick break. I'll do my penance. We got one more segment left. Then I will eat the death chip. The way this is going to work.
It's a 37% win percentage.
37. How about that? Look at that. Just
it's 36.8.
Yeah, you round up. You round up. It's whole numbers here. One more segment. I'm going to eat the chip as we go into the final break of the show.
Chips.
No.
Yeah, chip. I got more people offering money for a charity.
You tell me what my total bank account would be with two chips, and I'll even think about it.
You wouldn't get anything but the children.
Yeah, so far you guys are getting $50. The kids are getting a charity.
What about the kids, Houston?
I mean, did you guys see Nate when he ate one?
It didn't look that bad.
He really did say it wasn't. He would much rather do that.
Shaq
than
walked off the set.
Most of the food challenges.
Nate has he complains about food a lot, but that dude just puts stuff down. Like
did you bring anything to help?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I got bread. I got peanut butter. I got milk. I brought sour cream. I hate sour cream just by itself, but it does knock the heat off of stuff. So I'm prepared. I got Rolaids.
I'm going to time it, and then I'm going to go back and find that episode where Nate ate it, and we'll compare the times. I'll kind of keep track.
Look,
of
I'm not out here to try to prove that I'm tough. Okay. I enjoy spicy food, but this is probably going to be something that I've never experienced before. I mean, Nate and Chance both said the heat itself wasn't bad, but their stomach hurt the rest of the day. I'm going to have a horrible day because this chip is going to be on my stomach, just ruining everything inside of me.
Hope you don't have any big plans today.
I don't. I cleared my schedule. We'll be back after this. Welcome back, Three and Out in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Davey has prepared the box of death, the chip of death. Thanks for bringing that in so I could stare at it for an entire segment. As if my anxiety isn't already through the roof, having to do this here.
I want to just let you stare it down.
Yep. I'm pumped. Really excited. We teased it earlier. What are you eating back there? What are you munching on?
I was going to ask you.
I can hear the bag crinkling.
Haunted ghost pepper tortilla chips.
I will eat that whole bag if I can forego the death chip.
Well, I've already ate some of them, so you can't do the whole bag.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
Real peppers, real heat.
It was hot.
Do you have one?
Yeah. It's actually kind of opening up my throat a little bit.
Good. I'm glad. That's great. Davey, did you watch much NFL this past weekend, or did you basically just focus on the Titans and then sit around in sadness the rest of the day?
No, I watched a good bit. I thought that the witching hour, now we're kind of between the end of the 1 o'clock games, right before the 4 o'clock games got started, was pretty crazy across the board. I mean, you had a lot of games go down to the wire.
There were a lot of close games this week.
Oh, I thought you were
going to say something.
I was
disagreeing with you.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, sorry.
No, you're good. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, some of the bigger matchups that at least came down, you had obviously Steelers-Titans, that game we've talked about didn't exactly end the way I wanted to, but I mean, the Lions and the Falcons lost in heartbreaking fashion once again. It's really weird. There's a pitcher, I think it's Jamie Collins of the Lions.
Turn the mic off if you're going to just sit back there and chew chips. Like, what are you doing?
I'm trying to lean away from it.
Yeah, well, just turn it off. All I hear is...
But Todd Gurley like falls into the end zone, realizing he shouldn't have scored a touchdown when he did. And Jamie Collins is like trying to get the refs, like the defenders trying to get the refs to signal a touchdown. And then they, of course, roll it a touchdown. The Lions come back down and basically score on a walk-off. You had the Panthers and the Saints come down to the wires. Browns, Bengals came down to the wires. Wire. The
wires?
Wire, yeah.
All these games down to the wires.
And, I mean, Sunday night killed me, but Seahawks-Cardinals cost me the can't-lose parlay, 10-leg, 9-for-9, just needed the Seahawks to cover by 3. It looks as though they're about to do it. I actually fell asleep there in the fourth, and I woke up, and we were in overtime, and I started getting very upset. And then
You had fallen asleep counting your money? Mm-hmm. Like sheep over the fence? You were just $1, $2, $3.
And I thought, you know what, this has been a really good weekend. I mean, I still won a lot of money last weekend betting.
Humble brag.
Thanks to Alabama.
Okay.
Really thanks to just knowing what Tennessee's going to do. And then after they called that holding penalty, I think it was on David Moore, but DK Metcalf just struts into the end zone.
I thought
it was going to be a walk-off for the Seahawks. Not so much. Zane Gonzalez comes down, kicks the game-winning field goal, and I'm crushed. I even had a teaser that had the Seahawks at plus 2.5.
Sorry.
And it's like, even if I had them at just plus 3, could have knocked that out and still won a good amount of money. But nope. I don't know. It should be another interesting week whenever you're looking at the NFL. I mean, this Thursday, it's actually a good game. We're not having to watch the NFC East. You get the Falcons and the Panthers.
That'll at least be exciting, right? Like, that should be a lot of points scored. Game's at Carolina. I'll be tuned in for that one.
Yep.
If I'm alive by then.
You do get Cowboys-Eagles, though, Sunday Night Football.
That's so funny to me. Like, that is the game of the week. The Sunday Night Football. You've waited all day for Cowboys-Eagles.
The
DiNucci.
Who was it? The Eagles and the Giants last week on Thursday Night Football? That was an entertaining game, at least.
22-21.
Yeah.
Eagles win. Daniel Jones with the longest run in NFL history
by a quarterback.
Mariota, because he fell. He would have broken the record, right? Like, it would have been the longest run by a quarterback in NFL history, but he falls down at the 10-yard line?
I'm not sure. Did we talk about it last week, how that's the fastest run by a quarterback since 2017, I believe?
Dude, he was hauling. The first time I saw the video, I would have sworn somebody sped it up.
I mean,
he was booking.
That's faster than
Lamar?
That's faster than a Lamar. That's faster than Kyler Murray. Daniel Jones. I would not have thought that he's faster than Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray.
Dude, straight line speed. The guy can cook for about 60 yards. And then the legs started to get a little heavy. Lactic acid started to build up, and the 20-yard line jumped up and got him. He did roll forward for a little bit, though. Like, it was a nice stumble to pick up that last 10 yards after contact.
That damn turf monster.
It'll get you. It'll get you every time.
He had a lot of separation on the defenders, though.
He was running too nervous. Like Nate said this, he was running, just checking both shoulders every time. I guess he didn't assume he was that fast. He could have let up into a jog at about the 30 and would have still scored.
Yeah.
But he pushed the legs too hard. I bet he was so sore. I bet his legs were like on fire the next day. It was a great run, though.
It was.
Like, I think he's pretty good.
Did he? Was he a runner at all in North Carolina?
Duke.
Duke,
I'm sorry.
Please get that
not,
right.
Not really. Kind of like Peyton in college. Like, he could take off and scramble, but he wasn't a runner. Hmm. But, whew.
No, he's a pocket passer.
But with that speed, straight line, you got to – I'm not saying you spy him, but you better not leave the middle of the field open like that. That was an impressive run. This weekend, you get New England at Buffalo. Titans at the Bengals. I'm a little bit nervous about that one, Davey, just because the Titans defense hasn't been that great. They were better in the second half, but Burrow, he's getting better and better each week.
Dory Jackson should be back.
That'll help.
I think Burrow's had over 300 yards passing in five straight games. He's leading the league in completions and pass attempts.
That makes sense. Well, he had, 63 attempts in week one or two?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And then the NFC East, the battle on Sunday night. Eagles lead the division now 2-4. Well, 2-4-1, excuse me. Washington football team 2-5. Cowboys 2-5. New York Giants 1-6. Cowboys are going to be starting DiNucci after Andy Dalton got his head caved in. That guy got ejected for that, right?
I believe
so. He did,
so.
And he's going to get a fine, but he's not suspended moving forward.
Really? That was a
brutal hit.
It was awful. I don't know if you guys saw this. There was a rumor out of Dallas. First of all, did you guys see Jerry Jones on the radio show yesterday? Rick showed me this when he came in, where they were asking him if his team has a leadership problem. And he starts to answer, and the guy does like a follow-up like comment to make sure he knew exactly what he was asking. And Jerry Jones said, "Will you just shut up and let me answer the damn question?" Like, clearly things in Dallas right now, not very good. But there was a rumor last night that the reason they hired Mike McCarthy was because Jay Glazer told Jerry Jones to hire Mike McCarthy. They interviewed two people. They interviewed Mike McCarthy and Marvin Lewis. No disrespect to Marvin Lewis. I think we all know exactly why they interviewed Marvin Lewis. They wanted to check the Rooney Rule box. And now they have Mike McCarthy, who sat jobless for a year after getting fired at Green Bay. And again, now the Dallas Cowboys 2-5. Dak Prescott obviously out for the rest of this season with a broken ankle. They are cutting everybody loose in Dallas. They are trying to trade or get rid of just about everybody on that defense. Dallas looking for a hard reset. It doesn't seem like Mike McCarthy is going to last, which is weird because Jason Garrett, he just kept coming back.
He was like a cockroach.
Yeah, I mean, you step on him, you think he's gone? Oh, back again. I mean, it was like a bad weed in the garden. Like, you just can't get rid of it. It actually feels like Mike McCarthy might be gone after 1 year, if he even makes it a full year.
If they're blowing it up, do you think they're going to try to do a rebuild? Would they keep him around for that? Just to
who, McCarthy?
Yeah,
I hope not. At this point, I don't know why you would. Like, it's a wreck. The offense wasn't
there's no point in bringing
the offense wasn't bad, and McCarthy. I guess you give him some credit for that. Like, Dak was lighting every team on fire. A lot of it came late when they were, down two or three touchdowns. But that defense is just woefully bad. And I think a lot of people knew it would be. A lot of Cowboys fans were wanting him to go heavy defense in the draft. I still think the CeeDee Lamb pick was a really good one. He's balled out. Amari Cooper's really good.
They've got some pieces.
You paid Zeke. The offensive line is not very good. They've gone from the best offensive line in the league.
I think they're down to all their starters are out.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, they're bad right now. Like, they've gone from the best offensive line in the league to one of the worst in 5 years. I just don't think there's a way McCarthy keeps his job. This is what I've said about Tennessee, though. If you're going to be bad, be exciting. They're at least exciting. Like, they're at least entertaining. Like, it's at least a circus that you kind of want to watch as you drive by.
the everything going on around the team, yes, I don't want to watch their games.
No, I hear that. I mean, but it's like
what they get beat
but
by.
But like the Jets. The Jets are 0-7.
Yeah.
They're boring. They're awful. At least the Cowboys, they make headlines. They get their name out there. I'll give them some credit for that. Be entertaining. Jerry Jones has been in the entertainment business forever. Because he ain't winning much football lately. Like, it's just, sorry.
When did he buy the team?
Oh, man, long, long time ago.
Because did he own it in the 90s when they won those?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Jimmy Johnson left. I think there was some disagreement there, and he's been struggling to find a good coach ever since.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he has all the answers. He thinks he's the smartest man in the room. He's really good at making money. Not so good as a GM. Not so good as an owner. Also, right now, point differential. So Dallas on the season, I mentioned, they're 2-5. Point differential of minus 67. For example, the Titans' point differential on the season, they're plus 35. The New York Jets on the season, minus 118. The next highest differential in the negative in the league is 67.
And what's, you said minus 118 for the Jets?
118.
How many games, have they played seven games?
They're 0-7.
They're 0-7.
Minus 118. They've scored 85 points in seven games. It's not a very good average. And they've given up 203.
They're getting beat by an average of 17 points.
There are some teams that have given up more points than them, but teams have also had to score to beat those teams. And the Jets, if you're up 13-10, you basically won the game.
They kept it within 8 on Sunday.
Yeah, but, I mean,
Buffalo didn't score a touchdown. They had 6 field goals.
I don't know. Buffalo's weird. Like, their offense will look lights out, and then it's just junk.
The Titans broke them.
Maybe they did. Maybe they did. Who do you trust right now? Like, who are the top 4 teams that you trust as we enter, what is this, week 8? Like, I trust the Titans.
Yeah.
I trust the Steelers. I think I trust the Chiefs.
Seahawks?
I don't think I trust their defense, man. I don't think the Seahawks defense. But this, again, like, this happened to the Chiefs last year. First half of the season, the Chiefs defense was not very good. Then they became okay. And then at the end of the year, they were pretty damn good. They could at least make second half adjustments, which is why the Chiefs were able to come back in all their postseason games. I don't know about Seattle's defense.
I'm starting to really believe in the Bucs. I didn't think they would have it, but their defense is looking a lot better than I expected, and Tom Brady is not falling off the cliff like I thought he was going to.
No, the Bucs are a surprise. I will say this. That loss to the Raiders by the Chiefs is looking more and more curious each week. Raiders are 3-3. They beat the Chiefs by 14, 17? Like, they kind of whacked them.
7. No, 8.
Were they up? Okay, so did they get up 14 and then the Chiefs scored a late one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, the Raiders, that's not a great offense. I'm surprised the Chiefs did. That's my problem with the Chiefs, too. It's like, I don't know that I trust their defense. They and the Seahawks are similar to me, but the Chiefs have Pat Mahomes.
I trust the Ravens in the regular season. That's as far as I'll go with that statement.
Yeah, and until we see otherwise, like, I think that's where everyone's at. A lot of people had the Ravens as the best team in the league a few weeks ago, even after the loss to the Chiefs, some people. I don't know why. But, yeah, I don't think I trust the Ravens. Not as much.
Who would you put as the best team in the league right now? Steelers?
I might have to.
Just kind of baffling after last year, but...
I mean, obviously...
They were out without Big Ben. Their defense has really bounced back.
That's why I trust the Steelers. Like, they've... Chase Claypool coming on is a nice weapon. They've got other weapons at receiver. James Conner, Benny Snell, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. Offensive line's pretty good. But their defense is... Like, I don't think their offense is elite. You know, they're not the Chiefs or the Seahawks. But with that kind of a defense, you're not going to need 45 points a game. I'm not stalling, by the way, at all. So just, you know, whatever.
I don't know with the Chiefs. I would really like to see how they perform if the weather was really bad in the playoffs.
Could happen. We'll see. All right.
One more break.
Yeah.
And then the chip.
Yeah. Thank you for the song choice, Alex.
You're very welcome.
I really appreciate it. For those who are unaware, it's AC/DC Highway to Hell. Neat.
These are freaking hot.
How hot were they? Were they bad?
That's pretty hot. The Haunted Ghost Pepper Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Probably another one real quick.
Oh, so they're good enough to have two?
I could get used to those. They're pretty tasty.
Okay, for those who don't know what's about to happen. You poor baby. Our friends at Pocky Chips.
Do you want one of those to kind of warm you up?
Nope. Nope. They sent us a care package a while back. In that care package were several of the One Chip Challenge Carolina Reaper and Sichuan Heat chips. They come in a coffin because apparently once you eat it, you're going to go straight to hell. Nate has already defeated the chip. Chance Collins has already defeated the chip, at least initially. Apparently, the chip sought its revenge later in the day due to intense stomach pain.
Hmm.
I'm really excited about this.
I believe Nate had a time where he did not, you know, we timed it until he drank any milk or anything like that.
But we don't remember what that time was.
I want to say it was about 3 minutes and 22 seconds. I will go back and listen and find out. I can bring in the stats on Friday.
I don't have any gloves.
Ooh.
That's going to present a problem. I've opened the chip. I hate everything.
This says to train for the One Chip Challenge, enjoy snacking on Packy's everyday lineup of chip flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Once trained, take your chances.
That
so you're
up.
Supposed to actually eat the other bags as you prepare,
like,
and go up.
Like work your way up, maybe?
Yeah. Well, I had all the other ones except this one. I'm going to rip this bag and use it as my... that's what I just said. I had all the other ones except the hottest one.
Use it as your glove, basically?
Yeah.
Your shield?
Yeah. Whoops. That's what we're doing here.
We got to be careful not to get that stuff on the table again.
Okay. Shouts out to Packy. Really appreciate the...
I really like the fiery chile limon flavor.
Did you like that one?
That was good.
That one was good?
Zeste salsa verde. It's really just zesty salsa verde. The mucho nacho cheese, I don't think that was in there, which that doesn't make me upset by any stretch of the imagination.
I got some on my finger. I'm toast. All right, here we go.
5 minutes is featherweight.
I have started the timer. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Half the chip has fallen.
Uh-oh. How you feeling?
Did you get all the pieces that fell?
Well, I got it.
Just let it set there and let the chip dissolve in your mouth. That should help.
It's hot.
I was trying to think of something to talk about. I mean, I don't really know what all's going on. I mean,
well,
you can still go for another chip, dude. Like,
you got this segment and another one.
Well, that's fine, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, people are wanting you to do two chips. I think you got, like, over $400. I don't know the exact amount past that, but $400 would go to a charity of your choice if you go ahead and you do another chip.
Yeah. Now would be the time to do it.
Yeah.
Don't prolong the suffering.
The chip's gone.
He has ate it. I think it took a couple minutes before Nate really started to feel the effects.
Yep.
Are you timing, Alex?
I am, yeah. From
okay,
the moment
good,
the
good.
Chip touched his tongue. This
All
is
right.
what I did with Nate as well.
Okay.
We're at 1:05.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just getting worse. It's
How
getting
it
worse. Eyes are starting to water.
Do you feel like you can breathe well, though? Like, does it open up your sinuses and you're like, oh, man,
nope.
A new lease on life?
Definitely not a new lease on life.
Davey, it might help you with your sickness.
I don't know. I got a meeting I got to go to after this, so it's probably not a good idea.
It just gets worse.
Your eyes are watering.
Yeah. I'm sure they are.
Anything you could compare it to?
Nope. It's pretty bad. It's pretty hot.
See that Kylan Hill's declaring for the NFL draft?
I did.
I saw that he's not playing the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Was he already injured? Well, he was out for a while anyways, wasn't he?
He got banged up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did he come back for a game or two?
So. I also wanted to say, like, talking some college basketball, getting some optimism going for the Vols. There's a chance that, really, we don't have any non-conference games this year. I don't expect that to be the case, but that is a possibility. I would love to see what ends up happening.
Why that change?
Well, the ESPN bubble's no longer happening.
Yeah, why?
So, I don't know. Probably finances, if I had to be honest. I would assume that's what it comes down to. So we'll see.
ESPN had Tennessee ranked number 11 in their way too early top 25.
That's fair. I mean, that's...
Where was Kentucky?
Good question. I didn't actually look at the article.
They got to be top 5. Based up what they return, getting Olivier Saar cleared.
You have made it to 3 minutes, Houston. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How much longer do you think you can go?
I mean, I'm not gonna push it. Nate,
you think you can do 5? I mean, Nate made it 3, but if you get it to 5, you're a featherweight.
I think I can get 5.
Okay.
Nose is running. I just had a tear run all the way down my cheek.
Would you do it again?
Yeah. It's kind of exhilarating.
I mean, you say that now. Well, I guess I'll ask you tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'll need the 24-hour.
Would you do another one right now?
No.
Think of the kids.
They need to think of me. The kids should be thinking of me right now. I do regret.
Think of...
I do regret even thinking about giving anyone money to buy out of this, though. I'm no coward. I'm just not an idiot who would eat 2.
Think of... the $50 that I would get.
Yeah.
On my birthday. What a great present.
That's right. Today's your birthday.
It is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Houston, all I want for my birthday is a second chip.
No. Oh. You can have it. You can have the second chip. I'll give it to you. You said you want it? By all means, be my guest. What am I at? What's my time?
4:30.
If I get to 5, I'm a featherweight?
Yep.
What did Nate get to?
3-something.
Like 3-something.
So I'm way tougher than him.
Yeah.
That's good. I did have a little bit of a, you know, I wanted to prove myself as tough. Not diving for the milk just yet. I'm a little worried about the crumbs that fell out of the bag on my keyboard. Like later I'll be typing or something and then, my eye itches. And then I may be dead.
Just be very, very careful. Don't go blind. We also probably need to wipe down the table where you're at.
Oh, we are. We are. Do we need to hit our final break?
Yeah, we probably should.
Okay. Well, congrats to everybody out there who loves misery. Be good, be safe. Back in a minute. We appreciate all of you riding along with us on this Punishment Wednesday edition of 3 and Out.
My favorite day of the week.
Happy birthday to Alex.
Did you keep the camera rolling?
No.
No. He still hasn't had anything to drink or eat.
I have had no milk. I have had no cookies. No bread. No peanut butter. No sour cream.
You're
right. Nate made it 3.5 minutes. Alex, what is my time?
9 minutes and 35 seconds.
Someone currently on the Periscope, I will not name them, said Nate made this look easy. Did he? Did he make it look this easy? My voice has changed. I don't even sound like myself anymore. I'm getting to 10. What's the next one? 15?
30.
Wait, what?
5, 10, 30, an hour plus.
Okay, yeah. Probably won't make it to 30. I only got 2 minutes left in the show. Let me know when I hit the 10 so I can have a swig of milk. Pretty proud.
You just hit 10.
I did it. Feels good.
Milk's performance disgusting. Of a lifetime.
Feels good. I think Chance said he waited 35 minutes before he drank anything.
So he made it to middleweight?
Yeah. He also said his stomach was, ruined the rest of the day. Completely shot. Like, had to take a nap. It was so bad.
You know, that Austin Peay just named Scotty Walden the new head coach.
Who's that?
I don't know, but it's a Tennessee tie, so there you go.
Because it's Austin Peay?
If you keep up with the governors, yeah. Scotty Walden's your new head coach.
Gotcha.
Whew.
See if there's any other NFL updates, even though that's college.
Did y'all see the Stephon Gilmore rumors?
Nope.
I saw he was like apparently on the trade block. I don't know how much that's going to happen. The NFL trade deadline is November the 3rd. It's also the same day as the election. Two very important events happening on the same day. But go ahead, Alex.
I was going to say someone this morning. There were rumors last night, but apparently this morning they were saying that those might be old, like from before the season. So. Mm.
I do have good news on the Titans front. The Bengals told disgruntled Carlos Dunlap to stay home as the team tries to trade for the defensive end. So that's good.
Wait, say that again?
Carlos Dunlap has been told to stay home, not come to practice for the Bengals. It looks as though his playing days are done in Cincinnati.
So what's his problem?
He just doesn't want to be there.
Because they're losing?
I don't know. He's just not happy, apparently. I think he put his house up
for sale. Well, have you ever been to Cincinnati?
Long time ago.
I take that back. Cincinnati's not so bad. Cleveland is a dumpster.
My sister got married in Cincinnati. Not a bad place.
No, it's not. They got Kings Island.
It's a pretty town.
Right on the river?
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid.
But that is solid. It's good in my opinion for the Titans. I mean, obviously not having to go up against the best defensive end on that team.
Yeah.
That helps.
That's a bonus. Yeah. Especially with LaJuan being out.
Actually, Ty Sambrello and Roger Saffold did not allow a single pressure against the Pittsburgh front.
Really?
Yep. The right side
of
the line.
That's very solid. Yeah. What did Henry rush for?
I think it was 75 yards. 75, okay. Touchdown.
So that's solid.
Yeah.
Especially considering you had to throw it a little more than normal, being down the way they were. This music has never sounded better, by the way. Really excited.
We'll keep the timer going after the show ends.
Well, as soon as I turn this camera off, I'm going to probably swig some milk. I just didn't want the people to see weakness.
Mm. Got to show strength in this.
Still got an opportunity to do one more for the kids.
The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in. Fan Run Radio. This has been 3 and Out. We'll be back tomorrow.